And the words of the old song, here we are again, happy as can be. And a very good evening from me, Nigel Ogden, to another selection of entertaining organists, starting off with a late night visit to the heart of the capital, and a brisk march down the Mall in the company of Ken Stroud at the Compton Organ of the State Theatre Grays. Ken Stroud at the State Grays Compton with John Belton's Down the Mall. Well, the wintry night air of London obviously doesn't suit Brian Rodwell because he's moving south, if the title of this next piece is anything to go by, and taking the Hammond Aurora Classic with him, no doubt. Thank you. Moving south from Brian Rodwell on Hammond Aurora Classic. Well, the Cinema Organ Society continues to produce its theatre organ cassettes with pleasing regularity, and ever conscious of the need to promote young players, one of their latest releases features 19-year-old Michael Waldridge at the famous four-manual 14-rank Christie of the Top Rank Club, formerly the Regal, in Edmonton, North London. Michael was lucky enough to be able to pursue his hobby as a full-time occupation, and together with his Technics Electronic, he tours around playing for Organ Society concerts, dances and cabaret, often with a drummer and other musicians. Michael's teacher was that marvellous old gentleman of the theatre organ world, Bobby Pagan. And as a tribute to him, Michael included Bobby's Canyon Caballero on the cassette. Bobby Pagan's Canyon Caballero, played for us there by Michael Waldridge on the Top Rank Club Edmonton Christie, and featured on a cassette called Top Rank Rhythm, produced by the Cinema Organ Society. Well, two contributions from the Technics U90 Electronic on tonight's show. First at the controls is Brian Hazelby with the beautiful Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind. Brian Hazelby on Technics U90 and Tara's theme. Well, there's always a bit of debate between some organ enthusiasts as to whether the splendid organ in the dome at Brighton should be referred to as a Hill, Norman and Beard, the firm who built it, or as a Christie, the name the company gave to their theatre instruments. Well, as it performs as a straight organ and a theatre organ with equal success, I don't suppose it matters very much, particularly with its master Douglas Reeve at the console. Here's Douglas with some of the ballet music from Coppelia.
Thank you.
the unmistakable sound of Douglas Reeve at the organ of the Dome, Brighton, playing the Coppelia ballet music. Well, back to electronics now, and a track from a gentleman who was a fairly regular contributor to this programme back in its early days. Well, time to hear from him again, I think. Don LaRusso, it is, playing an unspecified model of Con Electronic, and a clever arrangement of Vincent Newman's Tea for Two. Tea for Two, Don LaRusso on Con Electronic. Well, today I thought we'd spend a couple of minutes remembering one of the real old-timers of the theatre organ, Sidney Gustard. After serving in the First World War, his first cinema appointment was in 1919 as assistant at the New Pavilion, Newcastle-on-Tyne. In 1927, he opened the first Wurlitzer in Lancashire at the Trocadero in Liverpool and made his first gramophone records there for HMV. The majority of his recordings and broadcasts, however, were made at the Gaumont Palace in Chester, where he was resident from 1931 to 36, and for a couple of years he was appearing on the air twice a week for an hour at a time. After short visits to the Plaza Birkenhead and the Curzon Liverpool, Sidney Gustard opened the new Compton in Manchester's Apollo Theatre at Christmas 1938 and continued his radio programmes from there until joining the army again in 1940 for another 5 years. After the war, he rejoined Gaumont British and continued playing right up to a couple of months before his death 2 or 3 years ago, when he played in a concert at the Odeon Leicester Square at the age of 85. In 1959, Sidney Gustard did a Midland Region broadcast on the small but effective 2-manual 5-rank Compton in the Regent Cinema at Leamington Spa, and included in his programme was his own composition, Fun and Frolic. Thank you. Fun and Frolic, composed and played by Sidney Gustard on the Compton organ of the Regent Leamington Spa. Well, here's the sound of the Technics U90 Electronic once again, this time brought to us by our delightful young lady from Cumbria, Annette Long, obviously in romantic mood, because Love Me Tonight is the invitation. Annette Long, the Technics U90, and Love Me Tonight. Well, it's great to think that that marvellous man who's given us so much wonderful music, Irving Berlin, is still alive and heading towards his century. Well, here's Frank Gordon at the BBC Theatre Organ to recall three of his all-time greats. Thank you. Top Hat, Change Partners, and Let Yourself Go from Frank Gordon at the BBC Wurlitzer. Well, plenty happening on the theatre organ concert scene this week, so straight on with the list. Starting tomorrow, the 8th, when the 3Js at Gomers Hall present their Young Organists Christmas show at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday the 9th, two concerts at 11 a.m. with Arnold Loxham at the Dreamland Leisure Centre Margate, and a Christmas show at the Odeon Leicester Square, with whom I know not. At 2:30 on Sunday, Charles Horrocks at Peterborough Technical College, and at 2:45, Alec Leader at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham, and yours truly at the Castle Hill Church, Ipswich. At 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Bill Davis at the Regal Henley-on-Thames, and at the Civic Centre, Aylesbury, the Theatre Organ Club presents Almsby Bancroft and Ken Stroud. At 3 o'clock and 7 on Sunday, Phil Kelsall at the Thursford Organ Museum. Next Tuesday the 11th, Arnold Bloxham at Stotfold Social Club at 8 p.m. And finally, at 7:15, next Friday the 14th, Robert Wolfe plays for the Cinema Organ Society on their own Wurlitzer in the South Bank Polytechnic at Southwark. And to end this week's programme, here's the impressive sound of the organ in Bath Abbey. The original instrument in the Abbey, built by Abraham Jordan in 1708, was replaced in 1868 by a new Hill organ, which was rebuilt by Norman and Beard some 30 years later. In 1948, the organ was restored after war damage, and several additions were made to the specification. Well, the most recent rebuild took place between 1967 and 72, and the organ now contains an impressive 4,242 pipes. Well, here's David Sanger to play the popular toccata from The Suite Gothique by Berlman. Thank you. David Sanger at the organ of Bath Abbey, playing Bellman's Toccata. And I'm afraid that's more or less that for another week. Thanks for being with me during the past 40 minutes. Hope you've enjoyed our varied musical offerings, and that you'll be able to join me again next week at the slightly later time of 9:30. Until then, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying take care, and see you next week.